First down now. Here's the quick pitch. Nosha Moreno gets a good block from Franklin on the right side. Moreno inside the 10. He leaps to the goal line. Did he step out? Nope. Touchdown, Denver. Pressure on the way, a blitz. Manning loads up, and he throws the ball to the end zone. The ball will be intercepted by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, who makes the catch and runs out of the back of the end zone. Play fake to Moreno. Quick throw end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Wes Welker. They hand it off to Moreno, running right side. Moreno gets a good block from Virgil Green. He's down the sideline. Moreno inside the 10. Inside the 5. He's got a touchdown. Nosha Moreno circled the right side and scampers 25 yards. Pressure on this one, floats one, and is going to be intercepted by Tony Carter in the end zone. And that is the fourth interception of the night by the Broncos of Eli Manning. And appropriately so, a nice way to end this one.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Saul. This is the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. A gorgeous Wednesday down here at Dove Valley. Broncos starting to get ready for Monday Night Football against the Oakland Raiders. But before we get to that, here with John, going to talk about Broncos making it to 2-0 right now after going to New York and flying home with the win. John, team scores 49 points in the opener, scores 41 points in week two, averaging 45 points a week right now. Can you maintain this for 16 weeks? That would be incredible.
It would be incredible. I think that obviously, we're off to a great start offensively. We've been playing very well, and Peyton's been throwing the ball very well. He gets 49 points the first week, and then 41 points against a team that's a good defensive team in their backyard. You know, it's a great start for us, but we also know that we have a long way to go. And so, you know, we'll continue to, you know, offensively, we weren't perfect. And so I think that, you know, we keep striving to play that perfect game. And then defensively, we got a bunch of turnovers. Anytime you get four interceptions, and, you know, it's going to give you an opportunity to score that many points. So, you know, it's been a very good start for us. But, you know, again, as we've talked about, keeping that focus small and you know, now we're focused after last week. We'll be focused now and turning and looking at the Raiders.
Right after the coin flip, Broncos know they're going to get the ball. So you know New York's going to get the ball to start the second half. You want to take advantage of that first possession. March all the way down the field. Monte ball fumbles. I was watching Peyton as he was coming off the field. He wasn't in Monte's ear. He was clapping up the defense. He was giving them all high fives as they were coming on, saying, hey, guys, pick us up, pick us up, pick us up. And in those first few series, first couple quarters, you limit them to field goals. How much did that help heading into and taking care of things before the third quarter when the game really kind of started to swing Broncos
way? Yeah, and that, I mean, that's always big, especially when you look at how the thing turned after we fumbled, and no one ever intends to fumble. So I think that, you know, the good thing coming off the field that Peyton was probably thinking was the fact that it was a good opening drive,
right,
even though we turned the ball over. It was a good start for us. And then they turn around, make the big play, and have the big pass to, I think it was Cruz deep down, getting in our scoring zone. And then, you know, it's always important when you can hold them off, when they get in the red zone, you can hold them off to field goals. That's always a big plus, and that's what our defense did. So didn't allow them to get too far ahead, kept us in the game, you know. And that, to me, that's a sign of a good defensive team, the fact that they can tighten it up when they get close to our goal line.
That's got to be frustrating, right? Say for Eli, you're in your own building, you're 1-0, or you're 0-1, pardon me. You really want to win your home opener, and you keep having to send Josh Brown out there.
Well, and that is, you know, offensively, you're always looking at it. When you get in the red zone, you want to score. So that's always a big number that you always look at. And so, and then defensively, the stops there. So sure, I'm sure that Eli was looking at that. With the opportunities that we're getting, they weren't able to capitalize on those opportunities. And when you don't, they usually come back and hunt you later in the game. And you know, they did for the Giants. And the fact that we were able to get some momentum going, you know, and if those points are touchdowns rather than field goals, then it's a different game later in the game.
Coming out of that game, there were a couple of injuries that the team flew home with. John Fox addressed those during his day after press conference. However, I wanted to ask you, when you see a guy like Ryan Clayton, how important he is, knowing now that the team's not going to have him for a little while, next steps. Chris Clark, I guess, the first one.
Well, anytime you lose a guy like Ryan Clayton, who's an all-pro tackle and a guy that's can be in the cornerstone of our offensive line and really has never been hurt, you know, that's it's hurts. I mean, but the bottom line is Chris Clark played throughout the preseason. We've got a great deal of respect for Chris and think that he'll come in and do a, you know, great job and think that, you know, we'll be able to not miss a step. I think anytime you lose a guy like that, you do, but everyone else has to pick it up too. So I think we'll be fine with Chris coming in there and, you know, but you never replace a guy like Ryan Clady.
No, you don't. We'll see. Hopefully he gets better sooner rather than later. And, yeah, Chris Clark, who did get all those reps during the offseason and training camp, we'll see how that pays off. With John Elway, I'm Chris Saul. This is the Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We'll be right back.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
They run the ISO that way. Wilson is blasted in the backfield by Kevin Vickerson. We'll hand off to Brandon Jacobs. Jacobs hit in the backfield and back down at the 7. Eli Manning in the shotgun. Blitz on the way. Manning is grabbed by Trevathan and spun the turf for the sack. First sack of the game by the Broncos, spotting back at the 16-yard line.
Again, Broncos win 41-23. Beat the New York Giants. Are now 2-0. Getting ready to host the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football. Another primetime game. Another national game on ESPN coming up Monday night right here in town with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. It's Elway Access podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. John, when you can run the ball the way you did on those touchdowns against the Giants, when you get the line involved like that, whether it was Adam Gase or Peyton or Coach Fox, everyone talked about getting a little bit more balanced last week. When you rip off a run like that right around Orlando Franklin both times, for I think it was 20 yards and 25-yard touchdowns, how does that get the line involved and get everyone moving and just feeling good about how they're moving the ball?
Well, I think it just puts so much pressure on the defense, puts more pressure on the defense, and when you can run the football and you're well-balanced and now that you got a two-way go, whether it be run the ball or throw the ball. And I think, to finally get on the edge, and that's what we hadn't done in a while, is to be able to get to the edge and get the corner. And Virgil Green did a tremendous job, as well as Orlando, of allowing Noshon to get to the edge, and then he turned it on once he got up there. So anytime you can add to a pass game like we have with a solid running game, it's just going to make us that much more dangerous.
Have you kind of been waiting to see this kind of game from Noshon, who whether he was making contact and he was falling forward? He was scoring twice. He got excited. He was out there on the onside kick at the end of the game. He's such a physical back. You've been waiting to see a good game like this for him?
Yeah, and I'm happy for Noshon because he's worked really hard. He's come back off that knee that he's had a couple surgeries on. And he's just a guy that has a tremendous amount of experience for us, does a great job in third down, pass protection. And it's nice to see him get some space in the running game, be able to do what he does. But he's a guy that, brings so much enthusiasm to the game, the way he plays the game. With the physicality that he plays the game and how hard he runs. And so I'm happy for Noshon because he's worked hard. And, there's been a lot of criticism out there, but I think he's answered all those critics, especially with the way he's played the first couple weeks.
Whether it's Noshon or Monte getting in there before he had the fumble, and Ronnie Hillman got in there too, when you're coaching a multiple-back style, whether it's Eric Studisville or Coach Fox, how do you kind of get them into the mindset that this is how we're going to do it, this is going to how it's going to help this team, when they were all telling us during camp how competitive they are? They want to have the carries. They want to get the wins. They know what matters most. But you put them out there, you want them to produce.
Well, and you keep, that's the thing, is that's what competition brings, is the fact that they're all going to get shots at it. They're all going to get turns at running the ball. And whoever has the hot hand that day is going to get the football. And I think, with Ronnie and as well as Monte being younger backs, I mean, they're working their way into it. Monte, this being his first year, and Ronnie really is, this is his second year. They're still young. And so they're working in. And why they're doing that, Noshon's, kind of trying to put a stake in the ground that's his job, which,
right.
Which I'm thrilled to see. So, we're forcing the fact that we have three good backs, and it'll give us a lot of different options as the year goes on.
Let's switch sides for a minute. When you see, and I did a piece on this, BTV Breakdown Week 2, for those of you on DenverBroncos.com, open up a new tab. It's pretty easy to do. Did a little look at Kevin Vickerson, Robert Ayers, both had kind of that ooh-ah tackle kind of play where they were in the backfield and showing a physicality that I think is – how much of that is year two with Jack Del Rio, and how reassuring is it to see that right now when arguably the two best players on defense, Champ Bailey and Von Miller, aren't able to go right now?
Well, I think we're seeing a defense that's used to playing in the same system for the first time in a long, long time. So with this being Jack's second year here, it's the same system that they worked on last year and played in last year. And so now they're playing with the confidence and, you know, not thinking nearly as much, and they're going out and playing and letting their natural ability take over. And I think those are the plays you talk about with Kevin and as well as Robert and the plays they made in the backfield with the quickness they've got and the physicality that they're using at the line of scrimmage to get back and get in the backfield. And, you know, the whole defense is playing that way. Everyone's playing with reckless abandon, and they're playing hard. And I think you can see that. It's evident when you watch it on tape as well as on TV to see everybody's, you know, sprinting to the ball and trying to get 11 guys to the ball.
Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie got his first pick as a Bronco. Chris Harris had a wild one, I think, off of Tony Carter's foot. It came off of somebody's foot. Raheem Moore had an interception. Tony Carter had an interception. They're all having interceptions. They're all coming off the field. They're all congratulating each other. When you generate four turnovers like that on the road, I know there was a bit of a lead, but still, they're getting their hands in the ball. They're where they're supposed to be, again, second year with Jack Del Rio.
No question. And I think, you know, all those type of things just add to the confidence going on later in the year. And so to be able to get some interceptions and get some turnovers like we did when because there's been a lot of talk about our pass rush, which was very good again last week. There was times that, Eli had some time to throw, but when he got the time to throw, then there weren't a lot of people open. And so it's a good combination of a pass rush as well as good secondary play. And that, again, as you said, with Jack's being in Jack's system and them feeling comfortable with what they're doing, I think that we're going to just continually, you know, hopefully get more comfortable with it.
Yeah, great sign that the Broncos are able to do that on the road. Something the team couldn't do week two at a big stage again. Last year went to Atlanta, did it this year in New York. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We'll be right back.
Broncos win. I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy. I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly. You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there.
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Manning takes a knee a couple of times, and this game is over. And the Broncos have won it. They are 2-0 in the early part of the 2013 regular season.
Hey, congratulations, man. That's your first road victory of the 2013 season, man. And that's, you're to be commended on. Give yourself a hand. Hey, we're talking about road warriors. It was a little bit of a struggle that first half, but we really brought it on in the second half. Got to continue that. There ain't no law against letting it start, Pastor. We work on that as we move forward. Hey, congrats, man. Broncos on three. One, two, three, Broncos!
For the second time in the first 3 weeks of the regular season, the NFL spotlight will shine bright on Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Broncos host the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football and start the AFC West portion of the schedule. John, I know what everyone's going to say is Coach Fox will certainly say it. He said it before, these games count double. One, you're at home. Two, it's your division. You want to take care of that. We've talked about Jack Del Rio being in his second system. Dennis Allen's getting a little more comfortable over there in Oakland, too. 9 sacks, leads the NFL right now heading into week 3. It's a good way to start the AFC portion, right?
Yeah, you know, and they're doing a tremendous job. Dennis is, as you mentioned, is feeling much more comfortable in that position. I think that, you know, there was, with all the talk of the demise of the Raiders, if you look at the first 2 weeks, you know, they're very easily could be 2-0. And the fact that they went to Indianapolis, lost a close one there, and to Indy, but really got after Luck and pressured him, and then you know, had a good win last week against Jacksonville. So we know our hands are full. Like you said, it is on a Monday night, which will be exciting for the players as well as the fans. But we know we've got our hands full. You know, Pryor's a quarterback that's an athletic guy that moves around, and McFadden had over 100 yards rushing last week. And so we know that, again, we're going to have to come out and play well, because the Raiders are a better football team than people think they are.
How much tape did you watch on Pryor when he was coming out back when he was drafted? Do you remember that? Do you remember how much time you spent looking at that?
You know, I didn't
tape?
Spend a lot of time on him. We had Peyton at that point in time, yeah, if I remember right. And I think that he went in the supplemental draft with the Raiders, right, in the third round, and we were not going to get involved in the supplemental. But he's a guy that I've watched quite a bit, watched when he played, and a guy that is very athletic, big, you know, Cam Newton type, but just hasn't thrown the ball a whole lot. So he's one of those guys that's got a tremendous amount of upside. But also a guy that, you know, can do some damage if you don't keep him in the pocket and keep him under control.
Bit of an unusual first couple weeks of the year. You open the season on a Thursday night, you wait 10 days, then you go on the road, then you get home, and then players are off on Wednesday, they'll be in on Tuesday, but you don't quite fall into that groove. Is that okay? Is that not a big deal?
I think we're used to it right now, but eventually, you know, essentially after this game, we'll start falling into the kind of a weekly schedule, and so a little more normal than it's been. And I think that guys have done a heck of a job adjusting, you know, because, you know, after the last preseason game, we had a week, then we had a long weekend before we played last week, and then another long week this week. And so, and that's okay. It's kind of helping us stay healthy, get some guys that are banged up healthy, but it's also good, you know, to maybe show some mental toughness on behalf of our team and the fact that they get ready to play no matter when we play.
What's the most special Monday Night Football moment that sticks out for you back in preferably your playing days? It could be when you've been here in this role. I think we've been on Monday night a few times since you've been here, but back when you were playing, something stick out, whether it was at home or on the road or bad weather?
Unfortunately, that's becoming such a long time ago that I have to go back and review it, and then I say, oh yeah, I remember that. But you know, I think that we had it was always fun playing Monday night at in Mile High, and you know, I remember a Bear game back where we were back and forth the whole night. We ended up winning late, but I also remember the Chiefs game that we had here on a Monday night that we scored late, and then Joe Montana took it down, and they scored late too. So a lot of fond memories on Monday night, some good, some bad.
That's great. Well, Monday night we'll be back in Denver for Week 3 of the 2013 regular season. Thanks so much for listening with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Enjoy the week. We'll have plenty of coverage all week long on DenverBroncos.com.